to barge in like this. Totally rude, I know, but I could really use your help. Who am I? Are you serious? I just walked in from your balcony on the 67th floor of your apartment building. Who do you think I am? Can't be sure. Do big-titted blondes and leotards fly into your balcony often? Sorry, that was rude of me. I am barging into your home unannounced, which is super inappropriate, but I am extremely desperate right now. I suppose I could at least explain myself. Let's start with this. Hi, I'm Power Girl. Nice to meet you. I'm guessing you heard all the commotion outside? Well, I was taking down a big bad, kicking ass, as always do. But right when I had the SOB beat, he hits me with some bioweapon, which is running through my nervous system as we speak. Fortunately, I am who I am, so it didn't kill me instantly. But I'm running short on time. Also, fortunately, supervillains can't shut up before explaining their big bad plan. He explains that this will kill me in under 30 minutes, unless my metabolism kicks into overdrive and burns it out of my body. Normally, I would just do a few hundred laps around the Earth and be fine, but this bioweapon also severely weakened me. I was barely able to fly up to your balcony. So basically, I need to get my heart racing without exercise. And there's only one other way I can think of to get the job done in under 30 minutes. I need to have an orgasm. Yes, I realize that sounds ridiculous, but so does a woman flying through the sky, so please just work with me here. Why do I need you? Huh, never thought it would take so much convincing. Well, I can't do it myself, because even if I wasn't in a weakened state, I've always struggled to reach climax on my own. And, well, I need you because you meet the necessary criteria. Before I flew up here, I scanned the area with my X-ray vision and found that you have the biggest dick within 50 square blocks. Please, don't be modest. I'm looking at it now, and it's quite impressive. Sorry, I didn't mean to invade your privacy, but you see, it has to be big. Like, really big. It takes a lot for me to feel it. You're understandably confused. But think of it this way. You get punched in the arm, it hurts. I get punched in the arm, I feel nothing. You take a sledgehammer to the dome and it kills you. It gives me a mild headache. Normal girl takes a big dick, it stretches her out, hurts her, and offers seemingly no pleasure. I take a big dick and it feels amazing. It's all about perspective, and I, being who I am, need a lot more than the average girl. Christ, I'm running out of time here. Are you gonna help me or not? I don't mean to be forward, but my life is literally counting on this. So will you do it? You will! Thank you. Thank you so much. You are literally saving my life here. Whoa there, big fella. Slow your horses. If I'm to be brought to orgasm, I'm gonna need a bit of foreplay first. Gotta preheat the oven first, if you know what I mean. Yes, I know what I said. And your big dick will be instrumental in getting me where I need to go. But I need you to go down on me for a little bit first to get me ready. A tongue can't get me off, but it can certainly get me started. So get on over here and let me see what that little mouth of yours can do. That's it. Now lay down below me. That's a good boy. Sorry in advance if you're not into the good boy thing. It's kind of my kink, and this is all about getting me off. Now, normally this position would be lethal for a normal man to do, seeing as if the pleasure got too great, I could accidentally clench my thighs and pop your head like a pimple, but my legs are weak enough now where that shouldn't be a problem. Don't give me that look. I promise, you're perfectly safe. Just lie back like a good boy and let me sit on your face. I know my suit is still on. I prefer it that way. It helps turn me on, and like I said, this is about my kinks right now, not yours. Just slide the crotch of the suit to the side and you'll be fine. There you go. Just like that. That's it. Explore every inch of my warm pussy with your tongue. Nice and slow. Glad your cock isn't the oversized thing on your body. Yes, massage my clit. Wiggle your tongue all around it. Yes, just like that. You're such a good boy. You're doing such a good job. You're making me so wet. You're really fucking good at this. The way your tongue seems to know the exact spot to move to next, and how to move at just the right pace. Fuck. If only we had a little more time, I think you could make me come with just your mouth. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for your big dick. Just lie me on the ground and put it inside me. Please hurry. I need it now. Be a good boy and give me that huge cock. That's it. Yes, yes, give it to me. Ah, fuck, oh my god, that is perfect. Oh, holy shit, it's so big I can feel every inch of it and it is incredible. Yes, fuck me. Slide it all the way in. Fuck me. Stretch out that super pussy with your fat cock. Yes. Harder. Fuck me harder. I'm a goddamn superhero, I take it. Oh, yes, just like that. Thrust every inch inside of me with all the force your mortal body can muster. How'd I get so lucky to find such a big dick attached to a stud who knows how to use it? Fuck, I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. That's a good boy. Make me come all over that massive dick. Oh, I can feel it. A fire burning inside of me. I just need a little more to be pushed over the edge. Fuck, I'm so close. God, you're fucking me perfect, but I need more. The balcony. Take me out on the balcony and fuck me over the railing. I want to feel the wind in my hair and the warm sun on my face while you fuck me from behind. I want to feel your pelvis smashing into the back of this perfect ass. Hurry. Put that perfect cock back inside me. I can't lose it, not while I'm so close. Yes, keep fucking me. Fuck me like the good boy you are. God, your hips are like waves crashing against my ass. Powerful and in perfect motion. I need more. Be a good boy and give me everything. Make me scream so all the neighbors hear. I love being fucked in public. Having all those eyes staring at me, watching my blonde hair and cape flow in the wind while my huge breasts try to bounce out of this skin-tight costume. Yeah, that's it. Fuck me with that big fucking dick. Yes. Yes, I'm coming. You're doing it. You're actually making me come. Fuck, this is one of the best orgasms I've ever had. I can feel my strength returning already. The raw power and pleasure coursing through my whole body all at once. It's like nothing I've ever felt before. Whoa, shit. Woo! Holy shit, I'm flying again. And not a moment too soon. Don't worry, big boy. I gotcha. You don't have to hold on so tight. Sorry about that. I guess my strength came back quicker than I thought, and I just tore through that railing like it was nothing. Guess you did too good of a job. Here, let me take you back to your apartment. There we are, safe and sound. You can let go now. Wow, look at you. That big thing is still hard as a rock. I figured falling to your death would have at least been a mood killer, but you're still ready to go. I suppose that since you saved my life, I could help finish you off. It's the least I can do for my big hero. Did you know that I can blow at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour? Can you imagine how that would feel on your cock? Here, let me demonstrate for you. Better yet, this super mouth doesn't have a gag reflex either. How how do you like having this strong superhero on her knees, sliding every inch of your big cock down her throat? It's so big and thick, but not too much for me. No man is too much for me. I can feel your cock throbbing, swelling as your balls fill it and it gets ready to explode. A big and brave hero such as yourself deserves the very best. You deserve to have your cock nestled between my big tits until it explodes all over me. Is that what my savior wants? To come all over these big tits and my pretty face? I designed this costume myself. I wanted to make sure I had a big hole in the chest so I can show off my cleavage and also have quick, easy access to pulling them out. All I have to do is stretch the fabric and they come exploding out. The fabric is nice and tight, too. Helps keep them looking perky and at attention. All the easier to put a nice big cock in between them. How do you like that? My tits absolutely swallowing your cock. God, I love how it feels having a big dick tightly squeezed between them. So tight that I can see all the blood getting trapped in the head. It's so big and bulbous. Are you gonna pop? Explode all over me like a good boy. I want you to. I want you to come like a volcano all over me. Don't hold back. Come for me. Please, come all over me in these huge tits. Be a good boy and come. Yes, that's it. I can feel it building. You're gonna blow any second now. Oh, yes. Oh, come all over me. You're such a good boy. Look at that. You had quite the load build up for me in there. Oh, how rude of me. Let me clean that off for you. My hero. Oh, don't worry about the costume. I have a dry cleaner service. This isn't the first cum stain that I needed to get out, although it might be the biggest. You know, saving the world can be a stressful job. I could use a good release from time to time. What do you say? Are you up to the challenge of giving me the release I need? Good. Now it can be dangerous to fuck me when I'm at full strength. Guess we'll have to tie me down with some strong chains next time. You don't mind a little bondage, do you? I thought you might like that. Well, big boy, until next time. Just be sure to keep your balcony door unlocked. Such a good boy. This audio was recorded and produced by me, Rory Stillshine. Credit to Risky Writing on Reddit for this awesome script. If you like my work, please follow me on Twitter at Rory Stillshine, on Reddit at Rory Stillshine, or support me on Patreon at Rory Stillshine, where you can gain access to exclusive audios and behind-the-scenes content. If you would like to send me a tip, please use the Ko-fi link in my Reddit bio, or contact me for my other payment methods. If you would like a custom audio commission, please go to my profile and check out the pinned posts. I also provide scriptwriting services, so don't be shy if you have an idea. I welcome the opportunity to make a custom audio just for you. This audio is the property of the artist known as Rory Stillshine. You are hereby not authorized to repost this audio or use it for anything other than recreational use. Thank you.